All right, I started it. So,
okay.
It is November 28th, and I'm in my dining room. Tita, where are you right now?
Well, I'm in San Rafael, California, and it's November 28th, 2017. I almost said 1917. 2017. And I am in San Rafael, California. And I am actually in my dad's apartment. He just passed away at 100 years old and 11 days.
So we've been packing
like crazy, and it's a whole generation now of that's gone. And so now we are the new old people of the family. So, this is basically, do you want me to keep talking and tell you what's going on as far as my history?
Sure. Okay, wait. How about I ask you a question?
That'd be great.
Would you like to tell me about one of the most important people in your life?
Well, that's a very poignant question right now,
right?
Because I, at this moment, I would say both my mother and dad are the most important people in my life. They gave me my brother and my sisters to share our lives together, and they gave us our values, our wonderful life here. And they gave us a great example.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, my dad and my mother both were very strong people, and I think they raised us to be strong, but also very loving and kind. So those two, I can't separate them.
Aww.
I have to really keep them together because they are the two most important people in my life.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, tell me about your dad.
Well, he is, as I said, he made it to 100 years old in 11 days. So he was, we think that he wanted to make it to 100 for all of us.
Yeah.
And then he got pneumonia, and that was it. And he was gone very quickly. Yeah. So he didn't suffer, which was wonderful.
That's good. We were happy
about that. Yes. But he was a very, he grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. He was born in Minnesota. And then during the Depression, his father, he had a hard time getting a job, so they moved out to Los Angeles, and my dad went to high school there. And he was a big body surfer. He got sunburned all the time. That's why he always had was fighting all these precancerous stuff on his face, because he burnt himself every Saturday. But he was very athletic, very handsome, and then he was asked to a friend of his who he played football in high school, and his friend said, would you come up to Cal Berkeley and go to school at college there, which he did. And that's where he met my mom in the library at Cal Berkeley. That's where they met. I know, isn't that sweet? And he was on the football team at Cal, which was just a big article written up on him.
Oh, right. I read that. That was so
interesting. Right, on the front page of the Sporting Green of the San Francisco Chronicle. And he was the last member of his football team to live. And it was called the Thunder Team, which they were the last Cal team in 1938 to go to the Rose Bowl, which is a big deal, and they won it against Alabama. So this was a big deal, and my brother Jim got it together with the sports writer at the Chronicle, and they wrote this wonderful article on him. The gentleman that did the interview, Bruce Jenkins, my brother said he had such a kind rapport with my dad, and so dad felt very comfortable with him, and he wrote it with such integrity. The article was beautiful.
Aww, that's so nice.
It was very special for all of us to have that, to to have that article written about Dad. So it was great. So he then, Mom and Dad got married up in Sonoma, and then had Janet and Julie, and he went to the war. Over to Saipan in the war, and he left while Julie was being born. So when he came back from the war, from World War II, he had never seen Julie She was 2 years old.
It was World War II, right?
That's correct. And she was 2 years old when he got back, and she screamed her head off when he walked in the door.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Julie's the oldest, right? Or is she the youngest?
What's that?
Is Julie the youngest or the oldest of you?
Julie is the second. Janet's the oldest, then Julie. And then I was born 9 months after Dad got back from the war.
Uh-huh.
And then Jim was born 6 years after me. And then Elizabeth was born.
Uh-huh.
So there's five of us. And then Dad, we moved from... when it was Janet, Julie, and me, moved down to Sausalito. We lived in Sausalito for 10 years. And Jim and Liz were born down there.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we went every day, Janet, Julie, and myself, and Dad took the bus every day from Sausalito over the Golden Gate Bridge. And the three of us went to school in the city in San Francisco. And then Dad went on down to work at the Emporium, which was a department store like Macy's.
Oh, cool.
And that was his career. He worked there in a kind of an entrance position, and then went all the way up to the top.
Oh wow!
To the presidency. So he did very well, but he was always very humble about it, because he said that he was there at the right time. After World War II, the economy really took off in America.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's when he did very well, but he always stayed humble, and he was always generous and kind, and was very generous to many charities.
Aww.
And always generous to all of us. So we were very blessed.
Did you go to just like elementary school, or like what extent was your schooling in San Francisco?
We went, went to school at St. Bridget's in San Francisco till the sixth grade. Then we moved from Sausalito up to Kentfield, which is up further north in Marin County. And we lived there and went to high school. All of us girls went to high school at Marin Catholic. Jim and Liz went to other schools, and then Janet got married, and I got married, and Julie moved to New York, and we all started moving all over the place. So that was that, and Mom and Dad still were the rocks. They were our rock.
Aww.
You know, we always felt loved and secure with them.
So tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
Well, let's see. Dennis and I got married in 1967, and then 2 weeks after we were married, I'm going to back up just a little bit.
Okay.
We got married, he went to Vietnam with the Coast Guard.
Oh.
And was in the Vietnam War for 10 months and on the Coast Guard cutter, because the Coast Guard usually goes under the Department of Navy in times of war. So 2 weeks after we were married, he left for Vietnam for 10 months. I stayed in San Francisco and worked in San Francisco at a financial company. And then when he came back, they would give him any position that he wanted, and he wanted to be a pilot.
Uh-huh.
So we drove across country to Pensacola, Florida, and that's where the Naval Training Station is for the pilots. And because of the Vietnam War going on, they were pushing the pilots through very fast, the Navy was. So he was also training, but he was training at that time for search and rescue for the Coast Guard.
Oh, that's not, really cool.
Not going back to, he wasn't going back to Vietnam. He was going to go up, he was going to do the search and rescue helicopter training. So he did that, and I got pregnant while we were in Pensacola. And so it was wonderful. I was in the Navy hospital to get, you know, to have Joanne. And then about after I had Joanne, we got stationed into Oregon, into Astoria, Oregon, for his first air station in the Coast Guard. And so, and Dennis, I'll back up just a bit. He graduated from the Coast Guard Academy, so he was an officer in the Coast Guard. And so he also then, when we moved to Pensacola, and then the officers are treated, or they're given it their choices as far as where they want to go after the training in Pensacola. So we then, about Joanne was about 3 weeks old, we moved to Astoria, Oregon.
You've been everywhere, Tita.
I know. Well, that's just the beginning. And then we moved there lived just a block from the beach, and he did search and rescue flying in Astoria, which was not easy flying. It's really rugged weather up there. So when I had Joanne, sweet little Joanne, then I got pregnant with Judy up in Oregon. And so they were 14 months apart. So all of a sudden we were a family. We had two kids, and we were like, oh my gosh, here we are. So
were you young? How young were you when you had?
I was, I had just turned 23 when I had Joanne, and by 2 days, because I was on the 10th of June and she was born on the 12th. And then I was 24 when I had Judy. So we were pretty young, but that's what we did back then in those days. You know, you just got married early and it was like, oh, yeah, yay. So then we lived in Oregon for 3 years, and then we were transferred, and with the kids off we go to Puerto Rico for 3 years.
Puerto Rico.
Yep, we lived in Puerto Rico for 3 years, and then we were moved to Utah for a year on an exchange program with the Air Force, and Dennis taught helicopter training in Utah. And then after Utah, we moved to Alaska for 2 years.
Oh, didn't you catch salmon?
What's that?
Didn't you used to catch salmon a lot?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yeah, we did a lot of... We did a lot. Dennis and I went on trips on the Red River for a week. We also went dall sheep hunting in the Alaska Range for 10 days, where they dropped us off and said, see you later. We'll see you in 10 days. And we hiked, and I had 60 pounds on my back, and there was Dennis and myself and two other guys, and we hiked in to the mountain range and were there for 10 days if anything happened. We didn't have cell phones back then. So, I don't know, I probably would have, if something happened, we probably would have died in the mountains. I don't know. So then we lived in Alaska for 2 years. Then we moved to San Diego, and we're in San Diego. And then Dennis and I got divorced in San Diego, and Skip and I got married, and we moved to New Hampshire.
Oh,
and that's when I met your mom.
That's so cool. I didn't realize.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then that's when your mom and Judy and Joanne became like sisters. Mm-hmm. And then after Skip and I got divorced, I moved back to California. And then I started my travel career back here.
That's
so
amazing,
that's it
Tita.
In a capsule.
I'm so glad we had this chat. I know so much
more
about you.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It is fun, yeah. And it's so then just as briefly is that then I've been able to do this job of traveling and all over the world.
Yeah,
and
that's been so amazing.
Yeah, 26 years I've been doing that. So it's been really wonderful. I've seen places in this world that I never would have been able to do that if I wasn't working. But then at the same time, I have these friends that are part of my on the road family that I just adore, and I've had them, you know, we've traveled all over the world together, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah,
so I've been
so
very blessed with good health and good energy and great friends and family. So
wow.
So there's a lot of other details, but that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you so
and then
much, Tita.
Go ahead.
No, just thank you so much for enlightening me.
Yeah. It's, and also, you know, that part of the thing, too, is the fact that I've been part of your family and watching you kids grow up and being your step-grandmother that has been such a joy for me and a blessing for
aww.
Me.
I'm so lucky to have you.
Yeah, well, I just love you guys so much. And my mom and dad adored your mother.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm telling you, they just loved her to pieces. And she was our family, in our family. That's it. She's part of the family. And I told Dad that your mom had called to wish him a happy birthday on his 100th birthday. And he got the biggest grin on his face.
Really?
And yes. And he said, how sweet of her. So it really meant a lot. And he just loved her and mom loved her. And so I feel that this was a whole extra blessing that I got in my life to have you guys in my life too.
Thanks, Tita. We're so grateful to have you.
I know you are, and I think it's just a good thing all the way around. So are there any other specific questions that you have?
I think you about covered it.
I did.
Thank you.
In one big nutshell.
Yes.
I talked a little bit in detail to William a couple of years ago when he was doing something like this.
Really?
About some of our fishing trips and our hunting trips in Alaska
stuff.
Sure, and that sort, yeah. So he kind of, if he remembers that, I told him that stuff. So, but you called it you approached me at a really interesting time because this is another chapter now in my life now mm-hmm. that my parents are gone, you know, and that we are now going to move into another realm of our lives. And we are, like I said, we are the old ones now. we are the matriarchs and patriarchs of the family now. So it's a whole different thing. But
that's exciting.
We're blessed. So, all right, call me if you need any other answers.
Oh, I will.
All right, sweetie.
Bye,
this was
Tita.
Fun.
This was
You're
fun.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I enjoyed it. I love you very
I'm glad
much,
you did.
All of you.
I love you too.
Okay, you big hugs, okay?
Please come see us soon.
I'm planning on it. I'm going to get through Christmas, and would you tell your mom also that we won't be doing the memorial until January sometime?
Okay.
So, but I'll give her plenty of warning once we narrow down a date.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you. Hold on.
I love you.
Can my mom talk to you?